Israel's dehumanization of Palestinians, a systematic atrocity beyond the treatment of livestock. Israel's campaign of dehumanization against Palestinians is a calculated and relentless assault on their very existence, reducing them to a status far below that of livestock, treated as disposable objects to be controlled, exploited, and erased. Through genocidal rhetoric, draconian administrative detention, torturous prison conditions, mass slaughter in Gaza, non-consensual medical procedures, confirmed historical organ harvesting, and the deliberate retention or mass burial of bodies to conceal these crimes, Israel has stripped Palestinians of their humanity with chilling precision. The withholding of corpses until they decompose beyond autopsy or their burial in unmarked mass graves is not mere negligence but a sinister attempt to obliterate evidence of atrocities, shielding Israel from accountability. This essay asserts, with unyielding conviction, that these practices constitute a moral and legal abomination, rooted in a decades-long project of Palestinian erasure, demanding global condemnation and justice. Genocidal rhetoric, the bedrock of dehumanization. Israel's dehumanization begins with words that poison the collective consciousness, transforming Palestinians into subhuman entities unworthy of life or dignity. From its founding, leaders have wielded language to deny Palestinian existence. Golda Meir's infamous 1969 declaration, "There was no such thing as Palestinians. They did not exist," erased their identity and history, laying the groundwork for policies that treat them as non-entities, the language of genocide. This rhetoric persists in contemporary leaders who amplify dehumanization to justify violence. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's post-October 2023 speeches, likening Palestinians to the biblical Amalekites, whose total destruction is divinely mandated, and calling them children of darkness, frame them as existential threats requiring annihilation, dehumanizing Palestinians. Defense Minister Yoav Gallant's chilling assertion, "We are fighting human animals and we are acting accordingly," accompanied a Gaza siege that cut off food, water, and electricity, explicitly casting Palestinians as beasts deserving starvation. In Israel, rhetoric dehumanizing Palestinians. Finance Minister Bezalel Smotrich's lament that the world won't let Israel cause 2 million civilians to die of hunger reveals a genocidal intent that normalizes mass death as a solution. Israeli society's dehumanization. This language permeates civil society, where media figures like Yehuda Schlesinger advocate raping Palestinian prisoners, and Knesset members argue soldiers should face no limits, including sexual violence, Israeli society's dehumanization. Such rhetoric is not mere hyperbole. It is a deliberate precursor to atrocities, creating a culture where Palestinian suffering is celebrated, their lives valued less than livestock spared such vitriol. Administrative detention. A Kafkaesque abyss. Israel's practice of administrative detention is a grotesque mechanism of control, imprisoning Palestinians, often minors, without charge, trial, or explanation, in a legal void that defies human dignity. Over 9,400 Palestinians, including hundreds of children, languish in detention, with more than 3,242 held administratively as of November 2023, according to the UN Human Rights Office, UN report. Detainees are held incommunicado, denied access to lawyers or families for up to 140 days under the Unlawful Combatants Law, and barred from International Committee of the Red Cross (ICRC) visits, violating the International Covenant on Civil and Political Rights (HER) and the Convention on the Rights of the Child (CRC) Amnesty International. This secrecy, where families are left ignorant of their loved ones' fates, mirrors the treatment of disposable objects, not sentient beings. The law, extended in 2024, allows detention without judicial oversight, rendering Palestinians voiceless and invisible. Minors, like a 14-year-old detained for 24 days and tortured, face particular horrors, their youth disregarded in a system that treats them as threats to be caged indefinitely, Amnesty International. Unlike livestock, afforded basic care for utility, Palestinians are subjected to a deliberate erasure of personhood, their existence reduced to a bureaucratic footnote. Torturous conditions in detention, a descent into hell. The conditions in Israeli detention facilities are a testament to Palestinian dehumanization, plunging detainees into a nightmarish abyss of torture, rape, and neglect. Reports from Amnesty International, Beis Elul, and the UN paint a harrowing picture. Detainees are confined in cage-like enclosures, blindfolded, handcuffed, and forced to wear diapers, denied food, water, bedding, and medical care. Beis Elul. Torture is systematic. Beatings, electrocutions, waterboarding, suspension from ceilings, and attacks by dogs are documented, with at least 54 deaths in custody since October 2023, UN report. Sexual violence is rampant, with testimonies of gang rape, rape with objects like fire extinguisher nozzles, and rape by dogs, particularly at St. Taman, as per UN and New Arab reports, New Arab. Women and children face specific horrors, denied sanitary pads and subjected to strip searches, with one nurse testifying to bleeding from rape at a UN hearing, RFI. B. Selim's designation of these facilities as torture camps underscores their brutality, surpassing the neglect of livestock, which are at least fed and sheltered to maintain value. Palestinians, by contrast, are subjected to deliberate suffering, their bodies and spirits broken to reinforce their subhuman status, a fate no animal endures with such calculated cruelty. Mass slaughter in Gaza, a genocide unfolding. The mass slaughter of Palestinians in Gaza, particularly since October 2023, is a chilling culmination of dehumanization, with over 53,000 killed, mostly women and children, in what Amnesty International and the UN have labeled potential genocide, Amnesty International. Israel's indiscriminate airstrikes, targeting hospitals, schools, and refugee camps, reflect a callous disregard for Palestinian life, justified by rhetoric framing them as human animals. The siege, cutting off food, water, and medicine, has led to starvation and disease, with Smotrich's comments suggesting this is an acceptable outcome, Israeli society's dehumanization. The destruction of 70% of Gaza's housing and infrastructure, as per UN estimates, aims to render the region uninhabitable, a clear violation of the Geneva Convention's prohibition on collective punishment, UN report. Specific atrocities, like the airstrike on Al-Ali Baptist Hospital, killing hundreds, underscore the scale of violence, dehumanizing Palestinians. This is not warfare. It is extermination, treating Palestinians as vermin to be eradicated, far worse than livestock spared such wanton destruction. The International Court of Justice, ICJ, in its January 2024 provisional measures ordered Israel to prevent genocide, yet the slaughter continues, fueled by dehumanizing rhetoric that normalizes Palestinian death, ICJ ruling. Non-consensual medical procedures, a violation of bodily sanctity. Israel's alleged medical abuses, performing procedures without consent or anesthesia, represent a grotesque violation of Palestinian bodily integrity, treating their bodies as objects for exploitation. Reports of routine amputations at St. Taman due to handcuff injuries performed under deplorable conditions suggest medical neglect, if not deliberate harm, as per a CNN report from April 2024, CNN report. Such procedures, if conducted without consent or anesthesia, violate the IPR's prohibition on non-consensual medical acts and the Convention Against Torture, CAT, constituting torture or inhuman treatment. The lack of transparency and access to medical records in detention facilities exacerbates suspicions of abuse. Unlike livestock, whose medical treatment is regulated to ensure utility, Palestinians are subjected to procedures that disregard their dignity and autonomy, reinforcing their dehumanized status as mere vessels for punishment or experimentation. Historical organ harvesting and concealment through body retention. Israel's historical admission of organ harvesting, coupled with its current practice of retaining Palestinian bodies until they decompose beyond autopsy or burying them in mass graves, is a damning indictment of its intent to conceal heinous crimes. In 2009, Dr. Yehuda Hiss, former head of the Abu Kabir Forensic Institute, confessed that during the 1990s, pathologists harvested organs, corneas, skin, heart valves, and bones from deceased Palestinians, Israelis, and foreign workers without family consent, as reported by The Guardian, The Guardian. This admission confirmed that Palestinian bodies were exploited, their sanctity violated in a manner akin to harvesting resources from lifeless objects. Recent allegations by Euromed Human Rights Monitor, 2023, claim that bodies returned from Gaza show missing organs, such as livers and kidneys, though forensic proof is hindered by conflict and decomposition, Euromed Monitor. The deliberate retention of over 370 bodies, with more than 115 in morgues and 256 in numbered graves known as the Cemetery of Numbers, as per Jadalia, is a calculated strategy to prevent autopsies that could reveal such abuses, Jadalia. The return of 89 decomposed bodies to Gaza on August 5, 2024, buried in a mass grave near Nasser Hospital without identification, as reported by Al Jazeera, and the refusal to accept 88 bodies on September 25, 2024, due to their unrecognizable state, per Middle East Eye, suggest a deliberate effort to obliterate evidence, Al Jazeera, Middle East Eye. Unlike livestock, whose remains are handled with regulatory oversight, Palestinian bodies are withheld or discarded in ways that erase their individuality and conceal potential crimes, a practice that screams of guilt and impunity. Legal implications: a flagrant assault on international law. Israel's actions are a brazen assault on international law, violating multiple frameworks with impunity. UN Charter, Article 1's call for human rights is defied by dehumanizing policies that deny Palestinian dignity. UN Charter, APR and CHAT, arbitrary detention, torture, and non-consensual medical acts, breach Articles 7 and 9, with organ harvesting constituting torture and mutilation, APRHA, collective punishment, and disrespect for the dead, all evident in Gaza, detention practices, and body retention, Geneva Conventions, Rome Statute. The International Criminal Courts, ICC, November 2024 arrest warrants for Netanyahu and Gallant for war crimes, including murder, torture, and starvation, underscore individual accountability, ICC cases, ICJ ruling, July 2024. Declared Israel's occupation illegal, citing systemic violations, including arbitrary detention and collective punishment, ICJ ruling, responsibility to protect, R2P. Alleged genocide and crimes against humanity trigger global intervention obligations, yet political alliances stall action, R2P, customary international humanitarian law, IHL, prohibits unnecessary suffering and mandates respectful treatment of the dead, both violated by Israel's practices, customary IHL. The retention of bodies to prevent autopsies is a direct violation of the Fourth Geneva Conventions, Article 16, requiring honorable burial, and customary IHL's mandate for respectful disposal. These acts constitute war crimes, crimes against humanity, and potential genocide, demanding prosecution, sanctions, and international intervention. The moral abyss, worse than livestock. Livestock, valued for economic utility, are fed, sheltered, and regulated to ensure their worth. Palestinians, by contrast, are subjected to a deliberate campaign of erasure, starved, tortured, slaughtered, and exploited, their bodies withheld or discarded to conceal crimes. The historical confession of organ harvesting and the current practice of body retention until decomposition reveal a chilling intent to evade accountability, treating Palestinian remains as evidence to be erased, not human lives deserving respect. This is not mere oversight. It is a systematic effort to dehumanize Palestinians to the point of oblivion, rendering their suffering invisible and their deaths inconsequential. Conclusion: a demand for justice. Israel's dehumanization of Palestinians, through genocidal rhetoric, administrative detention, torturous conditions, mass slaughter, medical abuses, historical organ harvesting, and the deliberate concealment of crimes via body retention and mass graves, is a moral and legal abomination. It reduces a people to a status below livestock, treated with calculated cruelty that defies humanity's ethical foundations. The global community must act decisively, impose comprehensive sanctions, support ICC and ICJ investigations, enforce R2P, and demand the immediate release of withheld bodies for proper burial. To ignore this is to condone a moral abyss where an entire people is erased, their suffering dismissed as collateral damage. The world must confront Israel's atrocities with the same urgency it would demand for any other genocide, ensuring justice for Palestinians whose humanity has been so brutally denied. Key citations: Dehumanizing Palestinians, Amnesty International, UN Report, B'Tselem, Al Jazeera, Middle East Eye, Jadalia, The Guardian, Euromed Monitor, CNN Report, ICJ Ruling, ICC Cases, New Arab, RFI.